It is a gentleman, isn't it, who is in love with her, or says he is? Highly connected, too, I suppose. For a moment, a hideous sense of humiliation came over the woman. Her head drooped. She wiped her eyes with shaking hands. "Sybil has a mother," she murmured. "I had none." The lad was touched. He went towards her, and stooping down, he kissed her. "I'm sorry if I've pained you by asking about my father," he said, "but I could not help it. I must go now. Goodbye. Don't forget that you will only have one child now to look after.